Not long ago, scenes like this were common. 9 out of every 10 Brazilian children receiving their regular vaccines. It took 3 decades of hard work to build a public health system in Brazil, reaching the most remote areas of Latin America's largest country. But medical professionals say the vaccination program has been all but destroyed in just the last 4 years.
The worst blow inflicted by President Jair Bolsonaro's right-wing government was to our credibility. We spent 30 years convincing Brazilians to get their free shots regularly. But Bolsonaro's cast so many doubts about their efficacy that now only 60% of our children are being vaccinated. As a result, diseases like measles and polio, which had been eradicated, are making a comeback.
Revitalizing Brazil's public health system is but one of many challenges President-elect Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva will have to face once he takes office on January 1st. Education is another. The COVID-19 pandemic, coupled with a lack of investment, has increased the education gap between rich and poor and between whites and blacks.
Bolsonaro wanted to end the affirmative action policies, establishing racial quotas in universities. He couldn't, but stopped giving students financial aid for transportation and accommodation. As a result, 30% of those who benefited from quotas had to drop out because they had no money to travel back and forth. With the pandemic, that went up to 50%.
The virus also closed public schools. 9-year-old Vinicius, like many who live in Rio's favelas, forgot much of what he had learned.
I was unemployed. I just had another baby and had no money for Wi-Fi or food. For Vinicius, studying on his own on an empty stomach was almost impossible.
And that is perhaps Lula's greatest challenge, curbing hunger. Brazil is one of the world's largest exporters of grain and meat. But volunteers here are scrambling for donations to feed a small portion of the country's growing number of hungry.
The NGO Citizenship Action has collected 1,500 tons of food. This is enough to feed 600,000 Brazilians, but it's a drop in the bucket compared to the 33 million that have nothing to eat.
That is the same number of hungry people Brazil had 30 years ago. A number reduced to 4.5 million by 2014. Now the country is back to square one. Citizenship Action blames successive right-wing governments for reducing by 96% investments in social plans to reduce poverty.
From 2016 to 2022, that hunger rose from 4.5 million people to 33 million people. That's 15% of the country living in complete hunger.
Lula has promised to continue distributing $120 monthly emergency handouts to the poor, as Bolsonaro did during the pandemic. He also promised an additional $30 for every needy child. But finding the money to solve so many pressing social demands at a time when the economy is in crisis will be perhaps Lula's biggest challenge overall. Monica Yanakia, Al Jazeera, Rio de Janeiro.